Okay, so say that again.
A conversation list is not for everyone.
But you said you're finding it difficult to... What did you say before?
I find it difficult to believe, and maybe you shouldn't, that being a conversationalist is so difficult.
Well, not even... Okay, you put that in a broad term, a conversationalist. That makes it sound like somebody who can actually... I don't know, that they're highly educated and they can talk about anything. You're just talking about people in general having difficulty to...
communicate.
Verbally, like we're doing right now. Yes. Who do they... And then I'm thinking, who do they talk to on a day-to-day basis that suddenly they feel... That they can't have a conversation with
the rest of the world.
You know, that I don't understand. You know, because, okay, I remember Jeff Lynn used to say to me, Kat, I don't understand how you can do audio by yourself. He said, I can't do it anymore. I got to the point where I got burnt out and I just couldn't do it because he'd been doing it for years.
Well, he needed somebody to sound off.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Because you kind of run dry. It's kind of like a writer's cramp.
Right, and that's what he said. He says, I can't do it by myself anymore. He says, I did it for so long. He said, it's just, you know, I'm just burnt out.
That's why the movie Castaway, he created Mr. Wilson, so that he has something, even imaginary, to bounce ideas off of or to have a false conversation.
So, fictitious. You know, I never saw that movie, so is that what that was? So that he wouldn't go mentally insane?
Yes.
Because if you
don't... They had to refocus. Because if you don't have anyone in your life at all, you're out there and there's nothing but the world of the universe, a person is meant to interact with someone else at some point.
Well, yeah,
because
we're
packed. God... Or an angel, or the devil, or a demon.
Well, yeah, because we're pack animals. We are mammals, but
exactly.
Yeah.
So you need something or someone to converse with. We're social animals.
Okay, so he...
cutting off a particular sensation that's highly required.
So let me ask this. I didn't see the movie. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I saw parts of it. I didn't see it.
So he ended up... crashing a boat, something.
Well, he was in an aircraft.
Oh, and an
airliner, and it crashed, and he was one of the very few survivors. And in the very end of the movie, he was the only survivor that I know of. I haven't seen the whole movie.
Because the basketball washed ashore, didn't it?
No, it washed out to sea. He took it with him.
No.
When he built a raft to leave this island.
No, how did he get the basketball?
It was part of what washed up.
Oh, that's what I said. And then he drew the face on it or something.
And he called it Mr. Wilson.
Because it's a Wilson basketball. That I knew. But what I'm saying is, okay, one of the questions I can ask to start a conversation, and I've seen it 100 times, and that's why I don't use it, is if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only have 3 things, or 5 things, or how many were things, what would you take? And then people are like,
what would you have with you?
Yeah, if you could choose
what you had.
So if you were in a plane crash or another boat crash or whatever, you know, would you have what would you want? What would you grab before you knew that you were going to be tossed out to sea? Well, a pocket knife, whatever, my cell phone, I don't know, whatever. There are no right or wrong answers. That's the thing. I'd grab a basketball. Why? So I'd have someone to talk to. A coconut head. I don't know. Another question version was, you have to leave your home, and you can only take 5 things to live off for the next year. What would you take with you?
That's a good question.
There is no right or wrong answer. It's whatever whatever you can think that would help you survive for the next year away from home. Or, okay, that TV show. Me, You, and the Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You got 36 days before the meteor hits the Earth. What you finna do? What you finna do for the next 38 days? You know for fact that meteor is gonna bust down. There's no right or wrong answer. So tell me, sir, what you finna do?
Oh, you're asking me that?
Yeah, what you finna do?
Well, Besides
hunting down people and killing them,
I wouldn't necessarily do that, but I would necessarily buy some of the essentials, because what if perchance...
You would buy the essentials? Why?
Because you're not going to need your money anyway, and people will still take your cash. Obviously, they're still stealing TVs and food, so buy food, medicine, and whatever you can afford to buy that will help sustain you for at least 6 months or 3 weeks or whatever
it
is.
Wait a minute. You know that the meteor is going to...
No. They said it's going to end the world. The world is people. Didn't say it's going to end all life on Earth. It could, but you might survive that first impact. You're going to survive past the impact, maybe, unless it hits you right there.
Well, see, that's just it. There's no right or wrong answer.
I would be anticipating the fact that you're going to be alive a little while. Let's make it as comfortable as possible to pass away.
Yeah, no. Because like those looters or whatever had broke into the store. And
yeah, why would you steal a TV? It's useless to
you. Well, you just got them saying.
No. Essentials. Food and medicine and whatever.
Ooh. A can opener.
Yeah.
A manual can opener.
That would be essential. That, the knife.
Yeah, a knife. Stuff you can barter with, since you said that people take your money, but after a while, money is, you can't...
It's useless.
Right, so you have to have stuff you can barter with.
Yep, bread, bullets for bread, baby. If you have bullets, you can barter for bread.
True. I do think that would be the thing. But like in the TV show, I wouldn't run off to... where was he going? Russia to find his wife?
I wouldn't bother. That's too far away. And you've only got so much time, and you may not get back.
Yeah. Simple, like I said.
You don't know where it's going to land, but it doesn't matter. I'd rather be at home when it crashes and burns than anywhere else. Even if it crashes and burns on my house. Sorry. I'd rather be at home.
True.
Because as Dorothy said, there's
no place like home. And you know the land.
Yeah.
See, but the whole thing behind February was to challenge yourself to record daily audio. Because there's times when, you know, you might not have anything to say or to think about. You know what I mean?
There's always something. The human mind never stops working. Even when you're sleeping, it's dreaming. It's thinking of something, even if it's redundant or ridiculous. Are ludicrous. It doesn't matter. It's still working. It's still creating a scenario of some type of story.
And you could actually share your story. But then people who know how to analyze your dreams would know what you were thinking.
Maybe.
The other thing I was going to say, okay, the first thing is to challenge yourself to record daily audio. And the second thing was to use the prompts in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So... like I said, I could ask silly questions like I just did. What are you going to do? The meteor is going to hit the Earth in 36 days. What you finna do? What's your life going to be like without internet? What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? And what's your favorite brand of ice cream? Maybe you prefer one brand
to another.
Yeah. You might like butter pecan, but you prefer... you know, Bluebell, Blue Bunny, Walmart brand, you know, whatever. But you still like butter pecan, but you have a
predilection towards it.
Yeah, so I'm like, the whole thing is to have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the point behind it, to have fun. And you have people that are following you and listening to you, and they can either...
interact. Use some of the intellect God gave you.
You know, to, yeah.
I've seen hillbillies with the simplest education still able to converse on a reasonable level. So, and I've never once seen them give up and say, well, I just don't know what to talk about. They always have something to talk about.
Y'all redneck hillbillies always got something to talk about.
Even if it's God or the devil, or it's my monster truck or the TV set. They've got something in their mind.
Well, most people do. I thought it was called an opinion.
That too.